Mandy Tree Service. This is Mindy. How can I help you?
Hey, Mindy. It's Nick with Local Splash. How's your day going so far?
It's a loaded question. How's it going, Nick?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I wanted to give you a call back. I know that you had a client interview this morning, and there were some issues with the call tracking number. We, I guess, didn't go too much in depth, but you had some concerns about the call tracking. Exactly what about, we would be using that number online, so your cell phone is still good. It forwards to that, to your, the number of your choice. So your cell phone number that you use for business is still a good number to use. You can still hand out your business cards, have that on the truck. That number is still good. We can't affix the lead tracking to a cell phone or a landline. We need to use a call tracking number, which is the reason why we provide one. And that's only for the internet. That's where you can, where you can track all your leads through your dashboard. Those are going to be the leads that came from the internet. So you'll have a nice list, kind of a paper trail of all the leads that have come through your internet web development team. And you'll also be able to use your normal cell phone as well. So if you have business cards, the number's on the truck, everybody knows that number, you can still hand that number out as well because it's a forwarding number. So it's win-win
well,
for you. You'll,
and I kind of understand how that works. My concern is, and nothing, no judgment against you guys, but if 4 or 5 months down the road we decide to cancel the service, then there are people that have been using that lead number that don't have our regular number. And if they want to continue using our services, then what happens? You see what I'm saying?
They'll have your name. Your we can remove that call tracking number from the internet. If the exit strategy, completely legitimate question, so we're full transparency here. We can remove that call tracking number from the internet. You'll have ownership of your Google business account, obviously. You just change the number to your classic number, and everything will be good. And so you can just easily swap it back, and we can remove the old number from the material. That way it's not there anymore. The Atlantic Tree Service brand, they're going to know that. They'll be able to contact you. They'll be able to find you on the internet. But we don't plan to lose your business in the next 5 months. We plan to succeed so much that you guys are going to want to stick with us for the long term, talking years, not just months. But that's a good question. Exit strategy. Now, after 5 months, if you decide to cancel, you just call within 3 business days, and they'll cancel the account, no problem. And we can remove those call tracking numbers. So you can still hand out business cards, use your classic number. That's simply for tracking the leads through the dashboard so that we can show you the analytics. Otherwise, we don't have a way to gather data, and we're data-based. It's all data-driven. So using the call tracking numbers, we can find out through A-B testing which leads are actually working for you, how much of this is spam, do we need to change an area. So we do that all through the information that we attain through the call tracking.
I don't mean to cut you off. I need to put you on hold. We've had an issue on a job site, and the customer is calling me now. Can you hold on a second?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'll stand by. Absolutely.
Nick, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm right here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry.
I hope everything's okay. I'm sorry that you're having a bad day. I hope everybody's all right and safe.
Everybody's okay. It's just the equipment, unfortunately.
That's still a bummer, too. But we can end up earning some more revenue through our Platinum plan in order to get some additional jobs so you can buy that new equipment. Basically, long story short, the call tracking pertains to the Internet alone. It's so that we can gather our data. By not using call tracking, which has been done in the past, it makes us less effective because we don't have the data we need in order to retarget. So for full effectiveness, we would need to use the call tracking. You can still, again, it forwards to your business line of choice. So you
I understand that. My concern is customers getting familiar with that number and not the actual business number. And I know the goal is to keep us, but like, listen, we've been advertising with like our local Penny Saver for 11 years and just had to cancel them. So I'm not necessarily saying 5 months down the road. It could be 5 years down the road. You know, it's something.
We could send out some mass texts where you can inform your clients, you know, hey, we're changing our number, we're changing back. You have your client list there. There's some different methods we could use.
Okay, well, that's helpful.
We're super smart. Yeah, we would never try to take your phone number. We're all about building your reputation, so your phone number is central in that. And so we want you to be able to continue taking numbers on your classic line, but also your call tracking number is what's going to give you the information that you need to retarget on the Internet, to really find the good jobs. And in order to also record transcripts, if you decide to go with local service ads later on, that's how Google uses the AI. It tracks through that number. It will record the call for you, so you always have a recording of your leads. And then it will analyze a transcript of that call to ensure that it was a qualified lead to begin with. So if somebody calls you for a separate service that isn't tree trimming, they want to do a roof, et cetera, Google will automatically disqualify that lead, so you won't pay for it with the local service campaign. So it's all tied together with the technology, with the dashboard. It's all integrated together. So would you guys be open to the call tracking number purely for the Internet? And we could also, you could make some efforts also. You could hand a business card with your classic line to clients. There's many different ways to make sure that they have that number in hand as well.
Well, and we do business cards. All of my trucks are lettered with the classic line. That's part of my concern. I mentioned to Nikki to let you know so you didn't call me right away. I can't make this decision without talking with my fiance first.
Fair enough. Okay.
And he's on the
busy day today. Yep. Yep. I hear you. All right. So we'd like to move forward if we can as soon as possible. When would you like us to give you a call back? Would you be acceptable with the call track? And this only pertains to the Internet. It does forward directly to your classic line there.
I got that part. You keep saying it. I got it.
Yeah, that's the best part. And it gives us the information that we need in order to be effective. So without that, we're kind of blinded by not knowing where the leads are coming from, where the business is coming from. We lose control. We can't do anything through the dashboard. So it's a plan, part of the plan. So that we're successful.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If he's not comfortable with going through this other phone number thing, since we've already, none of it was explained in the beginning, otherwise I'd have gone over that with him prior to make sure it was something that we wanted to do before we put money down and find everything. So if he's okay using that lead tracking number, what happens then?
Well, it's been known in the past that it's possible that we can do it without it and still do SEO. Use your normal line. If you think that's going to work out better for you in the long run, then that's your decision. I would highly recommend going with the call tracking for the web development purposes and then continuing to hand out business cards and information about your company. You can also send your original number through text messages to your clients. Text blast is a good way. Maybe you want some twice a year. You can send that information out. Say, hi, how are you doing? Would you like to give us a review? Here's our numbers. That's one way to do it, to kind of mitigate that risk that you're feeling. And I'm sure if you discuss it with him, we have been known to do it without it and still have effective SEO in the past. I will let my supervisor know. I will take this down there myself. Now that I've got everything kind of a good figured out what's going on, I'll take this down there myself. If we remove the call tracking, would you be open to continue to work with us? And then maybe if you're comfortable later on, you can add the call tracking later on if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is there anything else that we haven't discussed yet that I'm going to be surprised?
No, I mean, we mentioned the call tracking, but we've kind of went over it very quickly. I just mentioned we'll have a call tracking number that will help you record all your calls through our dashboard, and we didn't talk too much about that and the implications. So I am working on that. Yeah, I'm brushing up on my language on that right now because I want to make it super clear. It's really helpful, and it's the way we're able to configure the number through Google and the dashboard to figure out where the leads from Facebook are coming from, their location, content, you know, where do we need to retarget so that you're most effective, so that you can cherry pick the good jobs. We've been known to do it in the past without it. I know you're busy today. When would be a good time to give you a call back? Because I could take this to my supervisor. I can see if maybe we can just do it without it. It has been known to be done in the past. Not a huge deal. But I would need to seek approval for that. And I think that would make everything right.
Sure. No, and I, you know, like I said, my fiance is on the job site, so I don't get to talk to him about stuff like this, especially mm-hmm. given that something just broke down. Until he gets home this evening. So, I don't know, I'm sure you guys probably don't do weekends, but Monday is fine. You know,
okay, Monday.
Yep.
All right, so Monday around the same time.
Over with it this evening, so.
Yeah, take the weekend, talk it over. You'll still have the opportunity to give your classic line out to everybody. And I will send this over to my supervisor to ask for some advice. We'll see about making everything right. And then we'll get back together on Monday, take it from there.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks. I'm sorry for the hits and everything. If I'd have known, I'd have gone over all of that with him.
Absolutely. Mendy, I understand completely, and we're all about transparency here. So we'll get a resolution on it. Either we'll waive the call tracking, or if you guys are open to accepting the new technology, it's really good to take advantage of. It's only going to boost your business and be helpful for you.
Sure. Understood. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nick, I appreciate you giving me a call and trying to help understand mm-hmm. everything and being patient so that I can go over all of this with him and we can kind of...
Yeah, I apologize for not explaining it better before. You folks, be safe this weekend. Let's get all this resolved and then we'll circle back on Monday and take it from there.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day. Bye now.
You
best
too.
Of luck.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Right, bye-bye.